This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. I call this podcast Revenge of the 12 Monkeys. This is about the coronavirus outbreak and the level 4 biohazard laboratory in Wuhan province in China, and how these new high-level, you know, bioweapons labs in China are resulting in the deliberate release of these bioweapons to destroy humanity. But let's start with the 12 Monkeys, because you remember that movie, probably. I hope you do. Bruce Willis, Brad Pitt, great movie. You should go back and maybe revisit that film. And that film depicts a scientist intentionally releasing a bioweapon, an engineered pandemic viral strain, in an airport. And it wipes out all of humanity above ground, forcing humans to move underground. And then, because it's a sci-fi thriller, they have some kind of transport time machine or something. They go back and try to find what caused this outbreak, what destroyed humanity. That's essentially the premise of the film. It's a really good film. It's a little creepy, but it's worth checking out. And, you know, of course, the acting is great. But much of the film is not science fiction today in the year 2020. We now have level 4 biohazard labs in China. I think 5 of them exist now, or some of them may be under construction. But one of them is in the Wuhan province, the city of Wuhan, where this outbreak of coronavirus occurred. Notably, the science journal known as Nature had warned about that facility having accidents and having viruses escape back in 2017. And I've cited that article, I've linked to it on naturalnews.com. So if you want to go look at the Nature warning, where there were scientists saying a couple of interesting things. Number one, China has already allowed the SARS virus to escape previously. So they were studying SARS in a Chinese lab, not the same lab, but another one of these level 4 biohazard facilities, and SARS escaped. And in the Nature article, it talks about how then the Chinese scientists were able to study the effects of the virus in the population since it had escaped. Wow, what an amazing coincidence. You mean to tell me that the scientists who run the lab, scientists who, generally speaking, want to cause global depopulation of the human race, you mean to tell me that they accidentally allowed a pandemic to escape, and then they just happened to be right there to study the effects on the population? That's amazing. What an amazing coincidence. It's just like the United States secret bioweapons labs in Africa. Wow, all of a sudden there's an Ebola outbreak in an African tribe that they can study. Wow, what an amazing coincidence. Of course, these are not coincidences and these are not accidents. These are happening on purpose. And in fact, I think a lot of people in the scientific community realize this now. Understand that most of mainstream science now believes that humanity is the enemy, that human population is the problem, in their words, in their minds. They have been convinced that climate change is such a crisis, such a huge threat to the future of the human race. They have been convinced that eliminating humanity is the only way to save the planet, or to save some small portion of humanity. So they quite literally want to cause pandemics. All right. Now, let's suppose you don't believe that theory. Let's suppose you believe that there aren't scientists out there who've said they want to be reincarnated as a deadly virus so they can wipe people out, even though there are such scientists and they're on the record saying that. But let's just pretend for a moment that scientists love humanity, that scientists are ethical and outstanding and honest people all the time, and they have nothing against humanity. They think the population is great. Let's just pretend that for a moment, okay? As the Nature article points out, even if the scientists aren't releasing this on purpose, the culture of China causes cover-ups of accidents and safety lapses that result in viruses escaping these facilities. You see, the culture of China is a culture of obedience and hierarchy, and does not have a democratization of science and the ability to speak out, a low-level worker in a level 4 facility is not allowed to challenge his superiors or to say that they messed up or to say that something's wrong. The culture of China, which is rooted in communism, which is rooted in atheism, it's an anti-God, anti-life, anti-truth culture. To have 5 level 4 biohazard facilities now under the control of such a culture is a very dangerous thing for humanity. Very dangerous. Because again, that culture is a culture of fraud and corruption and lies. Here's a quote from the Nature article. Ebright, who's one of the scientists who's concerned about these facilities. Let me read you this quote from Nature. This is the Nature Science Journal. Quote, "But worries surround the Chinese lab too. The SARS virus has escaped from high-level containment facilities in Beijing multiple times," notes Richard Ebright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers University in Piscataway, New Jersey. Tim Travon, founder of Chrome Biosafety and Biosecurity Consulting in Damascus, Maryland, says that an open culture is important to keeping BSL-4 labs safe, and he questions how easy this will be in China, where society emphasizes hierarchy. That's a quote from Nature. That's what I've been explaining here. The culture of China is one of obedience and cover-ups and silence. You do not talk about anything that might embarrass China. You do not talk about something that's gone wrong. In China, you cut corners. You lie, you cheat, you commit fraud, you steal, you do anything, no matter what the repercussions, because you cannot embarrass China. So the culture is a culture that's a perfect storm for the release of a pandemic that threatens humanity. And this is if they don't release it on purpose. We're talking about accidents here. So you can't trust China. And furthermore, animals are involved in this research. Monkeys. They're using monkeys for medical experiments. And, you know, aside from the ethical problems with that, monkeys bite and scratch people and they spit on scientists. You know, if you're a monkey and you're living in a cage and they're injecting you with deadly viruses, you're going to fight for your life, right? And monkeys do. And they bite and scratch and spit and do whatever they can. They claw their way to try to survive, just as any living, intelligent being would do. And in doing that, they infect the scientists. They scratch the scientists. And then the scientists, because of this Chinese culture, they do not speak out. So they go home and pretend nothing happened, and they infect their families. And get this, this coronavirus outbreak is being blamed on the open seafood market near Wuhan, or in Wuhan province there. Seafood market. Guess how far the seafood market is from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It's just 20 miles, just across the river. So it looks to me like the seafood market is being blamed as a cover story to cover up either the accidental or the deliberate release of coronavirus from laboratories in that area that do not have adequate safety measures. Or perhaps it's just globalists ordering these people to release it on purpose so we can study what happens, because they've done that before. Now, one more thing to consider in all this. This lab, let me find the link. This lab was certified. It was certified as a BSL-4 facility by the, quote, China National Accreditation Service for Conformity Assessment. That's called the CNAS. Now, as a food scientist myself, I've dealt with so-called accredited organizations in China in the organic food industry. And I can tell you, and pardon my language here, but they're all bullshit. Accreditation of anything in China is pure bullshit. There is no real accreditation. It's all fraud. In China, you can pay off the accreditation agencies to have your farm certified organic. You just pay them off. Everything in China is a bribe. Everything's corruption. It's the culture. And again, it comes back, you know, we could talk philosophy, but it comes back to the atheism and how they don't believe in God. They have no ethics. They have no morality. They don't believe in the Bible or the Ten Commandments. In China, under communism and atheism, it's every man for himself. It's their philosophy is just screw everybody, get what you can. This is why they had food manufacturers there putting melamine in baby formula, because melamine was cheaper than powdered milk. And of course, melamine causes kidney failure and death of infants. And it was killing babies all across China. Like, what lunatic would put a deadly white powder into infant formula because it was cheaper than powdered milk? Answer? Communist, atheist, Chinese. That's who does that. And remember that I have family, in-laws in Taiwan. I used to live there. I speak Mandarin Chinese. And the people of Taiwan are good people, outstanding people, freedom-loving people, intelligent people, compassionate people. So it's nothing about the genetics of Chinese, because the Taiwan Chinese are genetically identical to the mainland Chinese. This is about government, corrupt communist government in mainland China. Government turns people evil, or bad government turns people bad, maybe is a better way to say that. The people of communist China are living under a communist atheist regime. As a result, all accreditations are fraudulent. So when they accredit these BSL-4 laboratories and say, yep, it's safe, we checked it out, we checked the check boxes, we signed on the bottom line, we rubber stamped it 57 times with our little Chinese wooden stamps that they'd love to use on everything, stamp, 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 stamp. Hey, we're communist Chinese, stamp the crap out of that paper. I know, I've been there, I've seen that. It's insane. It's like a stamp race just to get anything done. It's like, stamp this, stamp that, stamp. Oh, you're coming in, stamp it. Going out, stamp it. Going to the bank, stamp it. Oh, wait a minute. You are missing 4 stamps. Go get those stamps. And they send you on this rat race. Like, go here, go there, get a stamp from that person, get a stamp. It's insane. And kind of the same thing is true in South America too, by the way, because I live there too. And this is this mad stamp chase. By the way, just kind of a tangent side note on bureaucracy. I've always found that the most corrupt countries in the world love stamps for whatever reason. They're all into stamping everything, even though it doesn't matter, because sometimes the way to get a stamp is just, here's $20. Freaking stamp the damn thing so I can go. Okay. It's just, you just pay them money and they stamp it. See, that's how it works in China. And anybody who's lived outside the country in one of these countries knows exactly what I'm talking about. I've experienced it firsthand. So when they say, oh, it's the China National Accreditation Service for Conformity Assessment, you know what I see? I see bullshit accreditation. It's fraudulent, which means when you combine the fraudulent accreditation with the culture of atheism and lying and deception and hierarchical obedience, what do you get? You get level 4 biohazard facilities that are researching it and developing biological weapons that have no safety standards and no ethics. So whether you think they deliberately release these things or accidentally release these things, have no doubt they are releasing them. And they are releasing them. It's the revenge of the 12 monkeys. All right. So the monkeys are having the last laugh, because if enough of this, if this spreads, it will be monkeys in a research lab in China who ended up causing a pandemic, I mean, indirectly causing a pandemic that will wipe out millions, maybe tens of millions of human beings, according to the software simulations that have been widely publicized now. Think about that. A couple of monkeys in a facility in Wuhan, in a fake accredited lab in a communist country, could end up wiping out 56 million people in Europe, in Australia, in the United States, in Canada, all across Asia. There you go. That is revenge of the 12 monkeys. And that's the scenario that we're looking at right now. And of course, the mainstream media won't tell you all of these facts. I mean, this analysis, I mean, I guess Nature did warn about it to some degree, but they're not talking about the deliberate release of this or the fake accreditation of these labs in China. And you can bet they're developing bioweapons there. Engineered bioweapons. No doubt that is part of their whole operation, because these labs are dual use labs. So stay informed on all this. ReadNaturalNews.com. Of course, hear my podcasts at Brighteon.com. I'll be uploading a lot of podcasts on this topic as the pandemic gets worse. I'll be talking about preparedness, gear, supplies, natural medicine, remedies. When Western medicine runs out, what do you do? How to protect yourself? The lies of the government, the cover-ups, all of it. I'll be talking about it all in my podcast at Brighteon.com. They tried to silence me recently. They tried to shut down Natural News. They disrupted us for 48 hours, but we're back. They failed. And by the way, that was timed with the release of the bioweapons in China. Isn't it amazing how there are no coincidences, folks? It's all part of a strategic plan to weaponize self-replicating viruses to destroy humanity and silence the voices who are pro-human. And that's what we are, pro-human. We fight for humanity every day, and I appreciate your support. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the editor of naturalnews.com. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.